This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His help. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and the consequences of our actions. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can misguide, and whoever is misguided, none can guide him other than Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. I bear witness and I testify that there is no Lord, no Creator, no Sustainer, no deity worthy of worship other than Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And I bear witness and I testify that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is his final prophet and his most perfect worshipper and our role model in this dunya and our intercessor on the Day of Judgment. As to what follows, remember, O Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be conscious of Him when He says in the Qur'an, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Dear Muslims, of the realities of our lives is that each and every one of us is tested and tried by other people in our lives. Each and every one of us faces hardships and wrongdoings caused unjustly by the people in our own lives. Whether they're our family, sometimes even our immediate family, our parents and children, or our siblings, or our cousins and uncles, or they are friends, or they are acquaintances and colleagues, or they're even strangers. Every human being, at multiple times in his or her life, finds that their rights are being taken away from them. Either an actual physical right, maybe inheritance, maybe a money that is due to them, maybe something that was rightfully theirs, or their honor is mocked, or they are transgressed against in many different ways. And such is the reality of our existence. There is no human being ever who has been safe from the problems and trials of other human beings. So in today's brief khutbah, I want to remind myself and all of you, what should be our stance as Muslims when others wrong us, when we feel an injustice has occurred, when people have trampled against us, they have gone against what we believe is our haqq, our due. What does our sharia remind us? Firstly, brothers and sisters, we contextualize what is happening and we understand that being tested by the hands of other people around us is one of the integral mechanisms of Allah's tests on us. Allah uses the tests and trials through other people to test you. Realize, just like that person is being tested in what he or she has done against you, so too Allah is testing you in your response to that person. It is your test just as much as it is his. Allah reminds us in the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ. We have made each of you a test and trial of others. Each one of you will be tested by and be tests for other people. There is no such thing as a human existence that is free from the tests and trials of other human beings. And by the way, just like somebody is irritating you, somebody is harming you, inevitably there are people who will claim you have harmed them and you have done something against them. So this is a part and parcel of our existence. And understand that in the end, it is Allah Azza wa Jal who is also testing you. So console yourselves that there is no existence in this life without the tests and trials that will come on the hands of other people. This leads me to my second point. If we understand that Allah is using the tests and trials of other people to test us, well then, we need to understand that what is happening with you and your friend, you and your colleague, you and your sibling, you and your cousin, it's not a matter of the two of you alone. On the contrary, you have to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is first and foremost should be in your mind. Do not look at it as a horizontal interaction between you and your opponent. Rather, look at it. This person has to answer to Allah for what he or she has done. And I have to answer to Allah for what I will do in response. Remove this horizontal direct line. and bring in Allah Azza wa Jal and make the lines vertical. When you do so, this will calm you down. When you do so, you will get a boost of confidence. When you do so, you will be able to temper your own anger, your own response. It is not about revenge. It's not about you versus them. No. Like this person has wronged you, a bigger wrong, they have wronged the rights of Allah upon you. They don't have to answer to you, they have to answer to Allah. Have a sense of pity for that. And then realize on the day of judgment, you don't have to answer for them, you have to answer for yourself. And so understand that your reaction is more important on the day of judgment than what this person has done to you. How you react will be a bigger source of potential problem, of potential irritation, of potential punishment than what this person has done unto you, because you are only responsible for yourself. And that is why when you believe in Yawm al-Qiyamah, when you believe in Yawm al-Din, Yawm al-Hisab, that's what Yawm al-Hisab means. Hisab is going to be done. When you believe in Yawm al-Din and Yawm al-Hisab, all of a sudden it brings a sense of confidence, because you understand that in this world there is no ultimate justice. If you seek ultimate justice in this world, you are going down a dangerous path, and you will inevitably do more harm than has been done unto you. You will never be satisfied. You're going to continue, push back and get angry and try to get your revenge until perhaps you will do more wrong than has been done unto you. Realize this is not the abode of ultimate judgment. No. And in fact, a lot of times there is no justice in this world, and a lot of times there is partial justice in this world. There is never infinite justice in this world. Never. Even when the criminal goes to jail, when the murderer goes to jail, how is that justice? You didn't get the loved one back. It's not ultimate justice. So when you believe that Allah is Maliki Yawm al-Din, that's the whole point. You remind yourself, justice is in the Akhirah. In this world, the max you can hope for is partial, not full. So realize, Qiyamah is when the ultimate Hisab will be done. Point number three, brothers and sisters, we are told in our Sharia, when wrong has been done unto us, it becomes very easy for shaitan to misguide us and to cause us to react worse than what the wrong has been done unto us. When you are angry, when you feel a sense of rage, maybe even righteous rage, that is the easiest slippery slope of shaitan to take a legitimate anger. Somebody has wronged you, you have the right to feel angry. But if you don't keep that anger in check, if you don't control your emotions now, it is very likely that rather than being the wronged, you will become the wrongdoer. Rather than being the one upon whom dhulm was done, the mazloom, you become the zalim. And that's why we have to be extra careful during this stage. As Allah reminds us in the Quran, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Be careful, Allah is saying. Let not the hatred of a people who might have been unjust to you, let not a hatred of a people, even if they have done wrong unto you, cause you to be unjust against them. Notice Allah is telling the mazloom, be careful your anger doesn't cause you to become the zalim. We have to be super careful in this regard, that in this sensitive situation, when we feel a righteous sense of justice and injustice, anger and rage, that we respond in a way and a manner that will still be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so many of our scholars have said that it is at the time of injustice and the time of anger that a true person's akhlaq is demonstrated. How you react when you're angry, how you react when your rights have been taken from you, is the best indication of your akhlaq outside of that one incident. And that's why there's so much praise in the Quran and Sunnah for controlling the anger. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, to control your anger. مَنْ كَذَمَ عَلَى غَيْظٍ, and the Prophet said, whoever is able to control his anger in this world will be honored on the Day of Judgment in front of the entire creation. Controlling one's anger and not acting unjustly just because injustice has been done unto you. The fourth point, what rights do we have when we have been wronged? This topic is much more detailed than what we have time for. But to summarize, when somebody has taken a right of yours, somebody has mocked you, somebody has humiliated you, somebody has physically pushed you, hurt you, the Sharia gives you a ruler, a spectrum. The Sharia gives you multiple choice, A, B, C, D, all correct. And then E, F, not allowed, right? So there's a spectrum of acceptability. Some of this question will give you zero credit, and you will also not get a negative. You will just be equal. Some will give you partial credit. Some will give you full credit. And one answer will actually give you a negative credit. You will be taken away from, your points will be taken away from if you don't react in the proper manner. What is this spectrum? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarizes it beautifully in Surah Ash-Shura. That وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا وَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ Four choices are given. Four choices are given. Three of them are acceptable and one is unacceptable. The first one, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا It is allowed when somebody has harmed you that you harm them back the exact same manner. Somebody makes fun of you in public, you have the right to stand up and say something equivalent back to him. Somebody pushes you and for no reason, you have the right to push them the exact same amount. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا By the way, Allah still calls it a سَيِّئَة, an evil. If somebody does evil, well then you are doing evil. Allah calls it an evil. But in this case, because he has done an evil, your evil and his evil will cancel out. And therefore the net result is zero. No team wins. Neither are you the winner, nor is that person the winner. But in Allah's mercy, he's allowed this as an option. Somebody stands and curses you and makes fun of you and puts you down. You have the right. You stand and you make fun of them and curse them and put them down. You have the right. And Allah says, your evil is allowed. He still calls it an evil. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةً سَيِّئَةً What you have done is not good. It's not dignified. It's not virtuous. But you know what? He did an evil. Allah has given you the option. You may do the evil and it is going to be net result 0-0. فَمَنْ عَفَى You want partial points? You rise higher up. عَفُو This is, you get partial credit. And عَفُو means you do not respond in kind. And you expect Allah to reward you for not responding in kind. You control a legitimate evil response. You have the right to get angry, to curse him, to make fun of him. You have the right to say bad things like he said about you. You have the right to push him. You say in your heart, Al-Afu, I will forgive for the sake of Allah. And you can choose. This is an option. That's the beauty of the Sharia. We have this option. And if you choose, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ Allah will reward you. You get partial credit. But afu doesn't mean you have to make up to this person. You may cut off from him. He was a friend of yours. He made a major mistake. You forgive for the sake of Allah, but that friendship is gone. It is halal. And there's nothing wrong with this. The Sharia has come to be a practical religion. It's not just idealistic beyond the scope of anybody. No, sometimes somebody has hurt you so much that you can forgive but not forget. It's okay. Forgive. And in your heart, you hold the grudge to the day of judgment. In this dunya, you do nothing. And on the day of judgment, you lay out your case and you say, Oh Allah, I held my tongue and I didn't do anything because I want you to give me more than what I will get from him in this dunya. And if you do so, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ You get partial credit. And then there is an option, you get the full credit. You get the max. What is that? وَأَصْلَحَ You forgive and you mend. You build the broken bridge. Your friend, your cousin, your colleague has broken that bridge of friendship. Well, not only do you forgive, you mend it. You give him a gift. You go out of your way, make dua for him. Do a favor back unto him. You show him, hey, I'm the better of the two in the eyes of Allah. You don't say that, but your akhlaq shows until you soften his heart and you win him over by your kindness. And Allah says in the Quran, that whoever returns an evil with a good, That is indeed very difficult. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. And only those who are very patient and very fortunate will be able to return an evil with a good. Somebody curses you, makes fun of you, and instead you praise him, and he knows you have praised him in other gatherings, and you defend his honor. When he most needed help, everybody abandoned him. You stand up and you help him. He was without any money. You gave him a loan, knowing that he did zulm to you. You say, no, for the sake of Allah and our past friendship, I want to mend this. Subhanallah, this was the way of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the way of Yusuf with his brethren. This was the way of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the conquest of Mecca. Go, for all of you are free, I've forgiven all of you. This is the way of the righteous and the prophets. And if you do so, not only will you win the hearts and minds of the people, but you will win the pleasure of Allah in the most manner. And that is very difficult to do. And whoever does so is indeed very fortunate. So this is zero credit, partial credit, full credit. Then the ayah concludes, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not love the ظَالِمِينَ. There's something you can do that will cause you to fail and lose points. And that is when you respond in worse than what has happened to you. When you allow your anger to get the better of you and you reply in a manner that makes much more harm and creates much more evil than what has been done unto you. In a beautiful hadith in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, O Messenger of Allah, I have servants. When I send them for business, they cheat. They embezzle the funds. They curse me. They're rude to me. And so, you know, back in the day, what you would do? I beat them. That's what they would do back in the day. I beat them. What is the verdict on this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, all the harm that they have done to you of money and stealing and curse will be put on one side of the scale. And your hurting them and beating them will be put on the other side. And if your beating of them is less, then you are fine. But if your beating will weigh more in the scales, then you shall have to give your deeds to your own servants. In the eyes of Allah, doesn't matter what your skin color is, what your status in life is, we're all human beings. In the eyes of Allah, whether you're mamluk or abd, whether you're employee or employer, you have to answer to him. If you have done more wrong to your servants, then they shall get from your hasanat on the day of judgment. The man became shocked and he couldn't speak for a while. Then he began to cry. He goes, it is like this, Ya Rasulullah. Yes, it is like this. The Prophet ﷺ said, didn't you read in the Quran? فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. No one will be allowed to do dhulm to another. And if even an atom's weight is done, it will be brought on the day of judgment. So then the man said, if this is the case, Ya Rasulullah, then I have no option but to free these servants of mine for the sake of Allah. I don't want the risk of having to answer to Allah for having done more harm to them than they have done to me. I cause you to bear witness, they are all free for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man did not even want to be put in the position where possibly his good deeds have to be given to those who are under him, those who have more rights, but still no. When it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal, we are all equal. So these brothers and sisters, these are some of the things we have to be cognizant of when the situation happens of people having done harm unto us. Remember, you have to answer to Allah, not to that person. Remember, what this person has done, it is a mechanism that Allah is using, not to test him, to test you. It is your test you should be more concerned and interested in. And remember, Allah has given you multiple options. If you really feel this person is no hope, then you may respond in kind. If the pain is so much, you may forgive for the sake of Allah, but not forget in this world and leave the ties broken. You don't have to have ties with every human being, especially if they're not relatives. And if you really want to, especially for family and especially for close friends of the past who have helped you, if one of them falls into a mistake and does wrong, wrong unto you, then try to find the better path. Follow in the footsteps of Yusuf and the footsteps of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not only forgive, not only forget, but mend and be the better of the two. And whoever does so, Allah azza wa jalla says, that is the really fortunate and lucky one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who its verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the One and the Unique. He it is whom we worship, and it is His aid that we seek. He is the Lord of the oppressed, and He hears the prayer of the weak. O Muslim, if somebody has done dhulm unto you, if somebody has shown injustice to you, if somebody has trampled over your rights, taken your wealth, accused you falsely, the first thing you should do is to thank Allah that you are the mazloom and not the zalim. Thank Allah that if dhulm is being done, if injustice is being done, that you are not standing on the side of perpetrating injustice, and you would much rather that injustice be done unto you. Why? Because of the greatest of all sins is the sin of dhulm and injustice. Of the greatest of all sins is the sin of taking the rights of innocent people, of slandering innocent people, of stealing the money of innocent people, of accusing innocent people. And if there's going to be any falsehood and any evil and any injustice, well then, a million times over, be on the side of those upon whom injustice was done, rather than side with the perpetrators of injustice. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not cursed many categories in the Quran, but of the greatest curses and of the most frequent curses in the Quran, ala la'natullahi ala al-zalimin, ala la'natullahi ala al-zalimin, ala la'natullahi ala al-zalimin. Allah's la'na is upon the one who has done dhulm. You don't want to be in that category. You do not want to be in that category. So if dhulm is being done and it is being done against you, say alhamdulillah, I'm not in that category. Let it be done against me. I'm not going to be in the category of those upon whom Allah's la'na is being given. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, al-dhulmu dhulumatun yawm al-qiyamah. Al-dhulmu dhulumatun yawm al-qiyamah. Injustice will become a darkness, a source of grief, a source of perpetual anguish on the day of judgment. Dhulm will become dhulumat. Allah is a nur, and Allah is calling to nur, and the Quran is nur. When you do dhulm, you have destroyed your relationship with Allah. You have broken your relationship with the Quran. So dhulm will bring about dhulumat, darknesses on the day of judgment. And the great scholar of the past, Sufyan al-Thawri, said that wallahi, if you were to meet Allah with 70 sins as long as the eyes can see, 70 sins that are private between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is easier and far more acceptable than for you to meet Allah with one sin against your fellow brother or sister. 70 private sins, as long as the eye can see, big sins between you and Allah, it is much easier to deal with than one sin between you and another created being. And the reason for this, brothers and sisters, is that Allah is Ghafoor and Allah is Rahim. And you just say, Astaghfirullah, Ya Rab, I'm sinful, forgive me. Ya Rab, I committed a mistake. Allah will forgive you. But the minute you trample on the rights of another person, the minute you take the huquq of another person, well then, Allah Azza wa Jal, in His infinite justice, removes Himself and says, between the two of you, you decide. Now you tell me, which human being will want to forgive a person on the Day of Judgment? Which human being will be like Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? Because of this, one sin between you and another makhluq is bigger and more dangerous than 70, 100 sins that are private between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah forgives and mankind does not forgive. And also, brothers and sisters, the final point for today. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. Fear the dua of the one who has been wronged. The dua of the mazloom is the most powerful dua. There is no dua more powerful than the dua of the one who has been wronged. And the Prophet ﷺ warned us, beware of the dua of the one who has been wronged, because there is nothing standing between that dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing. In the other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, the dua of the mazloom races up like lightning to Allah, races up like lightning, and Allah hears the dua, and Allah says, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَأَنصُرَنَّكِ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ. I swear by my izzah and I swear by my honor, I shall respond to your dua, even if it be after a while. Might take a while, might take some time. Allah sometimes for wisdom delays the response to see the test, to see the test played out. But Allah never ignores the response. So, O you who has been wronged, know that you have a weapon that is so powerful. There is nothing more powerful that your zalim has. The arsenal of the one doing dhulm is nothing compared to the weapon in your own pocket, in your own hands. That weapon is more powerful than any bomb, any jail, anything the tyrants can have. That weapon is the dua of the mazloom. So be careful, O Muslim, be careful of ever causing some injustice such that somebody else is making dua, mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then bringing about your name. Be careful, O Muslim. اتقي دعوة المظلوم فإنه ليس بينه وبين الله حجاب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive and bless all of us and guide us to the straight path. اللهم إني داع فأمنه. اللهم لا تدع في هذا اليوم ذما إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا عسيرا إلا يسرت. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما، إن الله وملائكة يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صلِّ وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر، وأقم الصلاة.